The Home Show with Tom Tynan podcast is made possible thanks to our partners like Gulf Coast Windows for energy savings, security, and quality replacement windows.
I'm a hard-working man.
Good morning, Houston. It's time for the sport of home improvement.
I can ride rope, a hammer and paint, do things with my hands that most men can't. I'm a hard-working man.
Welcome to Home Show Radio. Save money, save time with Houston's home improvement leader for 36 years. Here's Tom Tynan.
And we're gonna start. There we go. That's a good way to start learning the English language. We're going to start today here at the Montgomery County Convention Center. And like I told Sandy and everybody else, I just get here. We're setting everything up. We're playing with microphones. We're getting guests ready to come up here in a few minutes and start talking with you. Some people here before the actual show opens up at 10 o'clock. It's a free show. It's free. So if you can come here for free. That's like a big seller now. Free parking, free entry, free. And you know what? There's a lot of people with displays here. There's a lot of vendors that want you to come see what they're doing. I think it's one of the biggest ones yet. As far as being up here, we do them every year up here. It's always nice. It's easy to get to, for me at least, and it is, as long as you don't pass it up like I usually do, follow the GPS. Don't think you know more than that, and you'll find your way here, no problem, up here in Conroe, and it's close to the people who live up this way. So you'll hear more and more about this throughout the show, and we want you to participate, of course, by calling 281-833-3333. That's 281-833-3333. We are definitely going to be taking your questions and calls, and we'll deal with that like we always do. I do have a very important announcement. Matt, who usually comes out here to see Chad and I, will not be coming out today. He sent me an email, which he has my personal email, and he said, please tell Chad, don't be disappointed. Chad, of course, is out here. He sets all this stuff up, and he has to sit here all day because they're making him. And he has everything working just dandy, so we're in good shape. And we got the microphone situation straightened out from last time we did, I think it was the NRG. We were short on mics. Anyhow, it all worked out, and it's a good display. When you come in to the right-hand side, you will see me. So that's like the highlight, and then everything else downhill from there. And you know that's not true. I would never say that. All right, call me, 281-833-3333, and we will talk today. And we want you to be a participant of the show. So we have a lot of open lines, and we've got the regular cast and crew here doing what they're going to do. I'm going to go into our first break early because we are going to have two guests today. And one is King from a brand new sponsor we're very glad to have, and the other one is a fairly new sponsor, but we are going to have King from, it's his name, from Airline Central Vax. Central Vacuums have come a long way, so we're glad to have them as a certified home show pro. When I first met him, and I meet everybody before they come on board, I said to myself, yeah, this guy's got it. This guy knows what he's doing. He is definitely a member of a certified home show pro, just with his heart, because you got to have heart. Without heart, it's just not going to happen. So he's going to come up in the next break and talk a little bit about Central Vax. And of course, Linda from Shelf Genie, which is somewhat of a new certified home show pro. They've been with us about, I don't know, I really can't say time. I would say 6 months maybe. And they're out here. They've been hitting all the home shows, and it's something you really need to see if you're going to organize your kitchen or your pantries and things of that nature. I was down under my cabinets the other day. I had to get down on my knee to get in the back to get my skillet out. And I don't use it often. And when I do, I want to use it. And it's hard to find. And it's really heavy. And it'd be nice if it was on a drawer and I could just pull it out of the cabinet. So that might be on my list after I get my new floor in my studio. Because I had another certified home show pro out doing that yesterday. And that was Jeff Roberts from Trifection. Actually, the day before he came out and visited, I got a project for him. And I want you to know something that I never talk about, but it's new. It's for younger listeners. How many of you know, and I heard this the other day, and how to stream a show? Well, no, I know it. See, at my age, I know what a stream is, but it has nothing to do with radio. So if you want to stream the show, and only certain people are going to get that one, live right now, the show we did last weekend, and the show we did last weekend. So you can do both. We can do live, or we can do the one from the previous week. I'm asking Chad that.
Yeah, right now it's live. If you click on that little red, green button on the bottom of the website.
I see. I need help with this. Yes.
Yeah. So you go to homeshowradio.com. Yeah.
Okay.
And then a little green button comes down in the bottom corner. Just click on that, and then you hear what you're saying.
I think that's how my wife listens to the show.
I think she does.
Because it's a little bit of a delay. She said, "You're still on the air." I said, "No, I just came downstairs." All you have to do is go to homeshowradio.com. Hit the green listen button, as he just said. I'm reading this now because he wrote it. That drops at the bottom right. So we're going to start telling people about it because apparently I don't know enough about it to be doing this good well. So Chad's going to school me on all of that. Are we on Spotify?
For our podcast, yes.
Okay, so we have, that's podcast. Do we have a YouTube channel?
We do.
Okay. I'm just curious because I don't know any of these things.
Yeah. We're all over the place.
We're gonna have Chad do a show about everything we have because apparently we have it and nobody knows about it. All right, call me 281-833-3333. Let's get Joe on the show and get the show going. And after that, we will take a break, and then we're probably going to, we will be talking to King from Airline Central Vax. Hello, Joe. You're on Home Show Radio. Yes,
hi,
sir.
Tom. I think it's a pretty well-known fact that you are not a fan of spraying foam insulation into the attic of a home. Do you feel the same way?
In the Houston area, that is true.
Say again, please?
I'm sorry. Go ahead. I said in the Houston area, that is true. I wouldn't say that for the whole country, but this show is for Houston. But go ahead with your question.
Okay, so how would it be for Dallas?
It's still not a great idea because we still have to get into the attic ventilation. One of the things with attics is if you close them up, you have to have other mechanical systems that you have to put in there because we rely so heavily on air conditioning on moderate climates and areas where heating is more of an issue, then it actually works really well. So they're still in the area where air conditioning is the primary equipment you use, and to have to add dehumidifiers and things like that in the attic get to be a problem. Dallas is drier, so the mold issue won't be near as bad as, say, Galveston, where it can get just horrendous. But I just don't see the need for it there. I don't think it's worth the extra money by any means.
Okay, how about for a commercial building with a membrane roof where there's no wood?
Commercial buildings are different. That's actually a good question. And for like tilt wall construction and things of that nature, commercial buildings, if depending on what kind of business it runs, they can actually have more internal heat than external heat, and pumping it out and having a closed system on a commercial building. And commercial buildings are also, since they usually, if it's air conditioned and heated, if it's an acclimated, I'm not talking about a warehouse, but if it's acclimated, then they have fresh air return systems on there to get 5 air exchanges an hour. And so the mechanical systems are already built in. So it's not really a problem with commercial buildings, especially if you have a lot of humans in there, a lot of computers, a lot of things that make the heat. The heat gain is actually more of a problem from the internal than the external.
Okay, I was thinking of a small church that does not have a lot of people during the week.
Well, and then you could, I don't know how you acclimate it during the week. Do you just turn everything off, or do you just acclimate it at what would be an uncomfortable temperature for a lot of people, but at least keeping the humidity and whatnot in control? Because I think you should. You'll have to. Yeah, if you acclimate it, let's say you put it to 82 degrees when you're not using it during the week, it would acclimate and it would dehumidify. In that case, it would be fine. But the fact that you're not using it but once a week for people and all that, to have a savings and see a great savings, I don't think you'd see much difference at all on the energy usage because of the way it's being used now anyway.
Okay. Thank you so
much. Insulation should be free. If it doesn't give a payback to you, it's not worth buying. Your church could do more with their money by doing something else, however they want to spend it. I don't want them just to spend it to have something they don't need. And doesn't benefit. Okay?
Great.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You very
appreciate
much.
It. It was a good question. Actually, it takes it to a different I don't know, a different area where it means more, and it means different things than just a house. A house is an animal in itself. You're always there. You live there. It's your sanctuary. It's not a business. You don't turn it off. You don't use it once a week. It's not a commercial building. You don't have 150 people running through there all day. You don't have the doors opening and closing and opening and closing. Commercial buildings are a lot different. Believe it or not, you get into all the computers and all the systems, the IT rooms. If you go to an IT room just for a small commercial building, that thing generates a huge amount of heat. So they actually have to put air conditioning. And right now what they've been doing is the ductless split systems, putting a little ductless in those IT rooms where they have I don't know what they have actually, but they got a lot of stuff in there that causes a lot of heat gain, because I've been in them before in commercial buildings, and it's amazing how they have to acclimate that differently. All right, call me 281-833-3333, and we will talk. So let's see here. Let's talk to Joel. Joel, you're on Home Show Radio.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Hey, I've got probably a simple question, but my hot water heater is up near the front of the house, near our guest bath. And it seems sort of, you know, whenever we turn on the shower in there, my daughter does, warms up real fast. But on the other end of the house, it takes like 5-10 minutes to heat up. Is there some type of way that you can get the water hotter, a different water heater, you know, on the other end to speed that up, or no?
Yes, there's things you can do. First off, I doubt it takes 10 minutes, but you could really time it and see what it takes. But it feels like an hour and a half. I totally get it. In fact, Seinfeld did a whole show about how long it takes. He goes to the grocery store, comes back, it's finally hot. As far as that goes, it's called point of use. And so where you're, because houses are bigger, the closer you are, the less pipe you have in between you and it. And so the point of use is much closer. So it's a lot quicker. You know that. What you can do, and probably the simplest thing, is have someone put a circulation system on there, and it runs by a thermostat, and what it does is it turns it on and it circulates the water, not dumps it into the drain, but circulates it from the hot side to the cold side and just makes a loop. And every time the temperature goes down, it turns on and it just heats the water up in the pipe. And when you're ready to go, you turn it on, and it's already hot. So that's what you're looking at. Don't add more water heaters, because you don't need more hot water. You need something where it's closer to the point of use.
Right. I guess Abacus would be the one that could do that.
Absolutely. They can put a circulation system on. They can do it on demands. They can do it on tank water heaters. But if it's really a concern... Then they can come in and put a circulation system on. The thing is, do you want to spend the money? And is it really worth it for you, as far as you're not saving money, you're just making your life more convenient? So remember, it costs money to keep that water hot.
I think if it warms up quicker, my life will be easier for my wife.
then by all means, do it.
Right?
Yes. Call Abacus at 713 Plumbing. Call them right now. I want you to call them right now. Do it. Yes. Please.
Thanks, man. I really appreciate
But they can solve that. You betcha. Yes, they can solve that. No problem. I want to let everybody know I'm out here we're just warming up, getting used to my new surroundings, because usually I'm at my home, sitting in my bathrobe doing the show. We're at the pollen. Have you guys noticed the pollen? Oh, it's driving me crazy. I'm driving a taxi cab, and I never thought I would, because my car's yellow. But as far as what we're doing today, we're at the Montgomery County. Let me make sure I get the name right. It's the Home and Outdoor Living Show. It's in Conroe. It's right here. I got it. Chad wants to run up and help me like my mother always does. Montgomery County Spring Home and Outdoor Living Show. And we're going to have a guest here after this quick break. And it's going to be King from Airline Central Vax, a new certified home show pro. We're proud to have him on the show. And out here, if you come on out, excuse me, the entry fee is zero, the parking fee is zero, and the adventure you're going to have is 100% fun if you're into home improvements, and it's up here at the Conroe area. So for all the people that never want to go down to Houston and go to one of these shows and you live up here, this is the one. It's the only one for the whole year, so come take advantage of it. As far as in this part of the city, we've got others later in the year going to other places, but right now this is it. And you can see all kinds of stuff. I'll be doing the show live till noon. If you want to come and talk to me, if you have something you want to talk about at about noon, you can come by and see me then. I will not be out here tomorrow. today is my one day here. So put it on your calendar right now. And I would tell you, kids are free, but so are adults, and really old people too, like me. Everybody is free if you come in today, because it's the Tom Tynan special. By the way, it's free tomorrow too. I don't know what special that is. That's the Montgomery County Spring Home and Outdoor Living Show at the Lone Star Convention Center.
You work hard for your money. Choose professionals who do the same. Choose experts who've earned Tom's trust. Certified Home Show Pros.
Door Clearance Center. Any door, any size. If it hangs on a hinge, you'll find it for less at the Door Clearance Center. Shelf Genie transforms your existing cabinets into a fully usable space, putting everything within reach. Clean and Clear Pool Supplies for all your pool repair, maintenance, and supply needs.
Find Tom's directory of trusted Home Show Pros anytime for any project at homeshowradio.com. Now, more Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
And we continue on with Home Show Radio, and we've got a very special guest here, brand new certified Home Show Pro. It's not easy to be one. I'm a mean son of a gun when I go and see these guys. Yeah, but I liked him because he had a really nice car in his driveway, and he liked my Bronco, so we kind of hit it off right there. King?
Isn't that the truth?
Yes, sir. Nice to have you here.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
King, you are from the Airline Central Vac Company, which you started in 1896, correct?
Just about. Yeah. And I show it, too.
Tell us a little bit about that. Just a little short history of your company.
Well, started it actually in 1984.
Okay.
And wanted to do something that was a little bit different, not the traditional vacuum cleaner stuff. And I kind of got into it through my dad, who was a Kirby distributor back in the day. And it just kind of funneled into Central Vacuums. And it was, me and a helper and, just very, very small.
So hands-on guy. You were out there doing it.
Oh, yeah. For gosh, probably 20 years myself, at least.
That's why I liked you, I could tell.
Yeah, yeah.
Your hands hurt as much as mine?
Oh, the arthritis.
I got it.
Yeah.
I showed a young man the other day, I said, look at these hands. He goes, oh, my God, you've been really working. I said, yes, I have.
You can tell by your fingers.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, 84, that was when I came in 86, and it was like the downtime here. So you were starting in a time when everybody either were either going to start something and make it, or they were going to have to leave Houston. I remember back then.
Well, you know what I focused on in the very beginning was service.
Yeah.
It wasn't necessarily the new installs, because the home building at that time was, it was up and down. Mm-hmm. However, service was good, because there wasn't anybody really doing it. And the ones that did do it weren't doing it at a professional level.
Were there a lot back then in the 80s?
No, there weren't.
I didn't think so.
No, there weren't. But people would say, I can fix it if something breaks, or I could order you a hose, or we could do an attachment that might work or might.
So it's kind of started with just people's needs.
That's right. That's right.
Okay. So compared to then and today, you think there's a lot more out there as far as percentage-wise on homes, or have people warmed up to it?
Most definitely. Especially on your upper end homes, that's never it's been consistent with those houses, River Oaks, Tanglewood,
right.
Memorial, Woodlands,
okay,
Kingwood, that sort of thing.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about vacuums. What is the advantage of having a central as opposed to that thing I have in the closet upstairs and the thing I have in the closet downstairs? I got two because I don't want to drag it up and down.
Okay, first of all, it's air quality. When you have the central vacuum, everything that you suck into that system, everything that comes through that nozzle, then runs through the piping, which then extinguishes outside to where the canister's typically in the garage, and then exhausted from there. So you don't have any recirculation of dust. You don't have, houses are so tight now.
I know.
I mean,
they are.
Yeah, and the air that's in that house is consistently recirculating through the home. And so if you use a traditional vacuum cleaner of any kind, or you sweep or whatever the case may be, you're just stirring up more dust that then gets into your air conditioning system. It settles back down on your furniture, and the central vac takes it all away.
It's funny, because when I was young, people would say vacuum first, then dust, or dust first, then vacuum. It was this big controversy about what to do because, and the bottom line was, as we vacuumed more and more and homes got more insulated, you had to vacuum first, then dust.
Exactly right, yes. Because everything would settle back down.
Exactly, that's it.
And if you ever stood in the light of a window, running a traditional vacuum, you're in a cloud of dust.
Have no idea.
They have no idea.
It's like the shop vacs when you turn one on and this big puff of smoke comes out the back end.
Oh, yeah.
I never liked shop vacs. That's why I want one of these in my garage. Because, man, the shop vac is worthless.
Oh.
As far as a vacuum cleaner goes.
Well, and we're
our it'll stuff, pick up big stuff, but yeah. That's it.
But our stuff is so much more versatile. We can do ceiling fans, bookshelves, furniture, of course, all types.
Yeah.
Bedding, naturally your hardwood, your tile, your carpet, your area rugs. All of that stuff. So
okay.
We clean it all.
As far as what you're doing today, what's your main source of business? I know probably new construction would be where most people would think about doing something like this. But what about retrofitting? And, of course, you mentioned maintenance. And we've had some stories. So hit on those three aspects of it. That's what I kind of got from you.
Well, Tom, a lot of people now, we have a lot of folks that are relocating into Texas, obviously.
Yes.
And they are accustomed to central vacuums in the Northeast and in the West Coast.
It's really?
Very, very common,
huh.
Yes.
Okay.
Took a while to catch on somewhat here. But with that being said, these folks want the systems in their homes. So retro has become a big part of what we do. An existing home is not hard to do. If you think about the guys that do the water piping where they repipe. Okay. Well, that's the same principle that we have with the vacuum. We run the pipes from the attic down the wall. If there's very little sheetrock, if any is damaged, and if there is, we have sheetrock people. And they come in and make the repair. They do the texture, the float, the paint. You'll never know we were there. 3,000, 4,000 square foot house, we can do it in 2 days.
So it's turnkey. You don't leave anything hanging.
Absolutely not. Everything is turnkey. Okay. Now, if the house is being remodeled or they're wanting to paint and upgrade and they have their own contractors, of course. Yeah.
Okay, as far as maintenance goes, there's a lot of them out there. And I wouldn't doubt there's a bunch of units that just aren't running and people just said, I'll forget about it. I'm not going to bother with it.
Yes, that's true. And we have so many different types of systems. So if you have an old system that, you know, you think, well, this thing is, you know, 30 years old or whatever, and have discarded it or discontinued using it, you can get new equipment, you can get new hoses, you can get new attachments.
And you guys take care of all the maintenance, fixing things, replacing parts?
Absolutely. We try to fix what you have first. And that's the obviously least expensive way to go. But if it's outdated, if it's no longer manufactured, then we would, you know, offer the new equipment to you.
Okay.
And new equipment is so much better, quite frankly, than the old stuff. Motors are much more powerful, longer lifespan. Everything about it is better.
Okay, final thoughts. I
yes,
got to let you go because it's radio and I only have so much time.
Got
anything
it.
Else you want to tell the people? How to get you, how to contact you, anything like that?
Yeah, we're airlinevacuum.com.
Okay.
We've been servicing Greater Houston and Galveston and surrounding for, 40 years now. And if you need us, call us. Our number, 281-252-0075.
And can they come out here and see you?
They can come out here to the home show and see
tell
us
them
too.
Where you are. Go ahead.
All right.
Come on, we need them right here.
We got a booth right here, right around the corner. Got stuff here. We got specials going on, homeowner specials. Can look at your blueprints if you got a house plan you want us to take a look at or
great.
Just want to talk about something.
Hey, I appreciate it. You'll be hearing a lot about King on the show. He's going to be, he's our newest, hopefully even more if you want to be a certified home show pro, but you got to meet the standards. And I know that Airline Central Vac has and will continue because they have heart and they want to take care of you. You come first. And, of course, if you have any questions, feel free to call them, right? Can't somebody just have a call you and just...
All the time.
You're the expert. I mean, who else is going to know?
I take calls all day and...
I do, too.
And my staff. Everybody...
Well, I met Tammy. She can answer everybody's questions.
Oh, yeah.
So
oh, yeah.
You're
oh,
good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And you can talk cars, too, if you want. Old muscle cars.
We can do that, too.
All right. Hi, brother.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, and motocross, too, by the way.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah,
today's Daytona. Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
We'll see you around the show.
All right. Bye.
Thank you, brother. Okay. Houston Furlease, another good friend of mine, a certified home show pro, is Bruce Lessie, and he is the landlord that you won't have to be. Think about this. If you have properties and you have been dealing with all that landlord stuff all this time and you've had enough of it but you still like the cash flow, well, your cash flow, he'll take a little bit off the top. You'll be surprised. It's one fee for everything. No surprises. And he'll take care of it for you, and you can go on and maybe enjoy semi-retirement with some extra cash flow. You have all kinds of scenarios that he can fit into your life. If you have a home, you really can't get it sold. You can't get the money that it really deserves right now. You know what? Keep it. He can find tenants for it. He will guarantee the tenants. He will do the background checks, all that good stuff. You won't have any bad surprises, and he will take care of the home while people are in there. It is Houston Furlease and Bruce Lessie. He does it all, and he has the tenant performance guarantee. Bruce is so thorough in screening tenants that he guarantees them. If one doesn't work out, Houston Furlease handles all the cleaning of them out. And I mean all the cleaning of them out. And sometimes you get legal fees and stuff. It gets kind of dicey. But you know what? You won't even know, because he takes care of it. And he has a guarantee that he'll pay for every bit of it. And you know what? In 18 years, he's only done it three times. Three bad tenants. And he handles hundreds of homes in the Houston area. He's local. You'll be able to talk to him directly. He's also a real estate broker. He can find your properties. He can move your properties. He can do it all. He's one-stop shop, and I've dealt with him on some property transfers. He knows what he's doing. He just is good. Houston Furlease. Call Bruce Lessie. You can find out more about him at homeshowradio.com and go to the Houston Furlease website. And remember this. He has a cell phone number he gives over the air. Not many people do that. 832-654-5670.
Welcome back to Home Show Radio with Tom Titan, live at the Lone Star Convention Center for the Home and Outdoor Living Show.
And we're going to continue on with Home Show Radio. I'm Tom Tynan, coming at you live from the Montgomery County Lone Star Convention Center for the Spring Home and Outdoor Living Show that's going on today. Free admission, free parking. And it's a good time if you're coming out this part of the city. I don't know if it's part of the city. It's Conroe. It's north of Conroe on the just north of Conroe, for all I can tell. I can only come up here once a year. And it's really nice, though. The convention center's nice. The people are nice. It's Tony's show up here, and there's a lot of displays, more than I've seen in several years, and obviously why, because of the COVID thing and all that. So let's get back to the calls right now. If you have a question, you can call me 281-833-3333. Let's talk to Danny. Danny, you're on Home Show Radio.
Thanks, Tom. I've been listening to you for years. Unfortunately, you started your business of home building 6 months after I entered my contract to build my own home. So you were going to build my home.
I am very sorry, actually.
My question today is natural gas water heaters in the attic. When the pilot light goes out, I've never heard this before. What happens? I mean, I know, is there some kind of safety feature that prevents natural gas from continuing to flow, or what?
Yes. It just doesn't. When the pilot light goes out, it just shuts down. The gas valve shuts it all down, because there's so little bit coming out of that for the pilot light that it's even if it kept going, if it's in the attic, it wouldn't really matter. There's such a little bit of trickle just to keep that little flame going. Okay, but it shuts down. It knows it's not hot anymore. That's why you have a thermocouple, and it shuts down.
Oh, okay. Well,
do you know little thermocouple that goes on the end of it that senses if it's hot or not? Have you ever looked at one that has this little wire? And at the end of the wire, the flame is burning over the wire. It's the one that tells it if it gets cool, if it doesn't have a flame anymore, it tells it, hey, it went out, and then it shuts off the – it has a little sensor that shuts down the gas flow.
Okay. My current water here is only 6-7 years old. Natural gas, but I have to look up the manual and actually see, when you say thermocouple, I don't know, safety. I have to look to see what it looks like.
It's just it's what it is, and if you'll see it, you'll have to if you wanted to look at it, you'd have to crawl under there. It'd be kind of a pain. But you know what? Are you familiar with computers at all? If you just Google thermocouple, they probably show you a picture of this little. Okay. It's a little wire. There's a hose with the flame that comes out. That it's like a little copper hose, and then there's this little wire that goes up and it has a little bulb on the end, like a little thick spot, and the flame kind of stays on that. And when the flame goes out, it tells it to shut it down.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I'll look it up on the computer and say yes.
Okay, yeah, do that and it'll be real obvious to you, and they go bad, so you can replace those easily. Yeah, that was it.
I can't believe it would stay on. I said, surely there's something.
No, that's what that thermocouple is all about. People will complain and say, hey, my pilot keeps going out, and what happens a lot of times is the thermocouple goes bad and it doesn't sense back and it shut it off. So when it does that, then, you know, it's a safety mechanism, but it's not too, it's very simple. It's been like that for ages, for decades. They haven't changed it or made it any different than what it is.
Now, I have a small single-story home that has, you know, ridge vents and all that stuff. So during this past summer, my pilot, if it gets hot in the attic, I've heard that sometimes that would cause the pilot light to go out, yes or no?
That is absolutely correct. And this last summer, I had more calls about that because it was 115 degrees outside. You know, we didn't get any rain or anything. So what happens is the air gets so depleted of oxygen in an attic when it gets really hot like that, it won't keep the little flame going. It'll keep a big flame going, but not a little one.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate it. I'll look it up. What's it look like?
Google thermocouple.
Because I looked at the manual. I've got printed manual. I know how to turn it on, pilot light switch and all that stuff.
Right.
And so forth. Right. I just never even bothered to ask the question. All right, thank you.
I would just go, what does a thermocouple look like on a gas water heater? I make them really long, so they have to really figure it out.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Yes, sir. Yeah. Bye-bye. Oh, goodness. Let's see here. You guys hang that up. I lost my computer. There we go, and we're good. All right. 281-833-3333, and we will talk today. If you do need a thermocouple replaced, if you do have a water heater issue, and you know what? If you were a VIP member, it probably would be you would be put on the front of the list to have it taken care of, because that's what Abacus Plumbing does. They have the VIP program. And servicing 40 to 45,000 people a year, they're encouraging people to get on it so they can schedule their what they'll do is they'll do water heater inspections once a year for you. It's part of the program. You'll have to call them and talk about all the specifics. I only have a minute here to do this. But they'll take care of water heaters. They'll descale it for you. They do put you on a maintenance program so you don't have to worry about it. If there's a problem and you need a new thermocouple, they replace it. And they're on their way to take care of it anyway. And if you have a problem, you'll have no service fees from 8 in the morning till 8 in the evening, Monday through Sunday, 7 days a week. So you beat a lot of that stuff. And just being a VIP member is, if you have a home and you have plumbing, it might be something you want to look into. Of course, if you don't want to be a member, but you just need a plumber like the gentleman we had at the beginning of the show who needed hot water for someone in his household and they wanted it quickly, it's all about calling Abacus Plumbing. Abacus Plumbing, you can count on them. That would have been a circulation pump we were talking about. In fact, the gentleman said that Abacus Plumbing had put the water heater in for him several years ago, and so they're going right back. And that's what Abacus is all about, that. When you service that many thousands of people every year, they're about servicing you when you need them. It's not something that you need to have someone. It's not like buying shoes or going to the grocery store. It's just you need someone you can count on. Abacus Plumbing. You can count on them. The phone number is easy to remember. It's 713-PLUMBING.
Now, more answers to your home improvement questions from Tom Tynan, broadcasting from the Home and Outdoor Living Show at the Lone Star Convention Center.
All right, we're doing a live show today. Well, we do live shows every day, but we're doing it out in public. I had to dress. I shaved. Actually, I was kind of geared up for it because yesterday I want a shout out to Texas A&M and the nursing program out there. We went out for Disaster Day 2024, and we had a great time. I was with the Texas State Guard, so I was in uniform, and we were just providing some support for the nursing program who had their Disaster Day trial, where They were pretending that there were floods and all these different things. So it was a lot of fun, and they were going through their triage and it was just working with Texas A&M, and I get to do it once in a while because of the garden, because I worked with them when I was down in Texas Southmost College. We had a lot of their students come through from Teeks, and it's just a great organization. And Disaster City is really cool. I don't know how to explain it to you, but if you ever get over there, you got to take a look at it. All right, let's talk to Carrie. Carrie, you're on Home Show Radio.
Good morning. We have a toilet that they put in early, and it's mounted on the subfloor as opposed above the tile in the bathroom. Okay. So it's about, I'm guessing, almost 2 inches low. So it's a long way down. It's a short toilet to begin with. How big a deal is it to take that out and put some shims or something and raise it to the tile level?
No, you can just put some pieces of tile or something under there. That's fine. The biggest problem you're going to have is they have to raise the flange. So a plumber has to come in and remove the flange and then put your filler stuff on there, whatever they're going to fill it with. Then they're going to reset the flange on top of whatever that is. And then it's easy. You're just resetting a toilet. And so for everybody listening, a toilet always goes in at the very end on top of the finished floor. Just you already know that, but that's for anybody who's listening to the show right now. And that's what you're stuck with. And right now you have a 14-inch toilet that if it's 2 inches, you have a 12-inch toilet, which means if I sit down, I'm going to have to call somebody to help me get up at my age. So what you're going to need to do is get that thing up. And 14, the new standards now are 18 for what they call handicap, but it's just a higher toilet. So they're 14s and 18s. But going lower than 14, unless you're a really small person, that's really difficult.
Well, you kind of hit the other part of the problem. The other two toilets are the handicap. The previous owner had hip replacements, and he had the taller toilet to put in. So it's a big difference.
Yeah, it is. And okay. It is. And so 14 is about as low. Now, see, my wife's shorter. She likes the 14 toilets. I like the 18-inch toilets. So we have separate bathrooms, and our toilets are different heights. That's more than you probably need to know about it. But that's becoming a new trend now where they're having at least one bathroom with the higher toilets.
Okay, so it's not a big deal. It's just going to take a little doing.
What you're going to have to do is the toilet's going to be removed, and someone's going to have to remove the flange. And then I don't know if you have tile that's left that you can just fill in underneath there or whatever you want to fill it with. Something's got to – if you do, that's great. Then you can just put some tile. It doesn't have to be grouted. It doesn't have to be neat. And then they're going to set the toilet back down on top. Hopefully it'll kind of blend and you won't notice it when it goes on top. But it's going to be raising the flange after that filler goes in because the flange has to sit on top of the tile.
Okay.
Okay.
That's what I needed to know.
Yes, sir.
Thanks a lot.
Well, you're very welcome. It's always exciting stuff when you're talking about plumbing on radio. See? 37 years, making it exciting. Okay, we're coming at you live from the Lone Star Convention Center for the Spring Outdoor Home and Garden Show. You're welcome to come on out and meet a lot of good people. We're about to meet someone here that's a certified home show pro and wants to take care of you and your organizational problems and probably much, much more. It's going to be Linda from Shelf Genie, and I'm going to let her explain what I have. I crudely try to tell you about saving your back and finding those things that you thought you didn't have anymore and you bought four more and these kind of things. You got a lot. And just saving money in the pantry because you already had four cans of beans. Did you really need to buy another one because you weren't sure? But we're going to talk about that in a minute. So stay tuned for a interview with Linda from Shelf Genie, and we'll get right back to you.
Welcome back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan live at the Lone Star Convention Center for the Home and Outdoor Living Show.
And like I promised you, we're going to have a very special guest in this section of the show. It'll be our last guest of the day. Linda, hello.
Hi, Tom.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
All right. When I say welcome back, she's in Denver, but she's a Houstonian Oklahoma.
Texoma.
I never heard that. That's good. I like that. Anyway, tell us about Shelf Genie.
Oh, my goodness. There's so much to tell.
Well, you got 2 minutes. No.
I know. I can only tell you so much.
I try to.
Extremely high quality, high customer service, but we love taking care of our clients. Our clients are our main focus because we customize everything for your home around your needs, around your habits. And, you know, organization these days is such a big movement because it can clear your mind. It can free your spirit. People don't know. So.
And we have become huge consumers, so we
exactly.
got too much stuff to begin with.
Exactly.
Yes.
So when we go into a home, we always tell the homeowner, leave your house exactly the way you live every day because we need to design around your habits. So whether your counters are cluttered or things are falling out of your pantry, we really want to see that. And then we design based on that. We don't do just regular pull-out drawers.
Mm-hmm.
We may do a utensil pull-out, a knife block, a spice drawer. We can take all kinds of things and zone your kitchen. As a matter of fact, I'm doing two presentations today at the show called Clear the Chaos. And it is about zoning and minimizing and getting rid of things and how to get your head in the right space to do that and what a freeing effect it has on your life.
And what times are these? So people listening, if they're coming out here
today. Today at 11 and 2, and then also tomorrow at 12 and 1.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so very excited to do that. Just about a 20-minute presentation. But I'd love for you to come see our booth. This is the best discount we ever give is at the home show, and that's for free installation if you book an appointment while you're here.
Oh, wow.
But we have a magnificent kitchen set up here so that you can see many of the most popular designs. We have a patented a solution called a glide around. We have a patent for your blind corner. That's what we refer to as the black hole, where you stick things in the back and you never see them again until you move. So we have a solution for that. Pantries are our specialty. Underneath your sink, you have just a hole, even in your bathrooms. We can do special pullouts that give you layers of organization. But we make everything come out to you so you don't have to sit on the floor and pull out those pots and pans and try to get to that special Pyrex dish that you want during the holidays. We make everything within reach.
So what, with all you're doing here in Houston and the surrounding areas, obviously you told me you got a big area you take care of.
Huge.
What is the most common thing? Is it kitchens? Is it other areas? Or what would be a couple of really popular areas that people
Kitchens obviously are the most popular. Pantries are a major competitor because pantries are a nightmare for a lot of people.
I have
a couple. Yes,
yes.
They come in every shape and size, and people are just lost as to what to do with them. And that's where all of your overbuying comes. That's where you find 14 cinnamons and 4 salts and, you know, all of that once you start cleaning it out. Bathrooms are very popular because under sinks you don't get any storage whatsoever. It's just a hole. Laundry rooms, garages, closets. We do craft centers. We do craft cabinets.
Wow.
We do freestanding furniture. I've done a 100-year-old, 10-foot-tall armoire.
Furniture. Yeah.
So we can take an armoire and put a bar in it.
Wow.
Yeah.
I never thought of that.
Very, very unique, and there's just not much we can't do, but we'll tell you if we can't.
Okay.
So we're not going to pull your leg and try to sell you something you don't need or that we can't actually perform.
Okay. Two things we got left. One is, tell us the process if somebody calls you, what they're going to experience before they even put a shelf in your cabinet.
Oh, it's such a great experience, and it's what sets us apart besides our quality and our customization. That's that we're going to come into your home and spend about 90 minutes with you and do nothing but get to know you and your habits. You're going to show us where you're frustrated. You're going to show us how you're storing things right now. Then we're going to sit down with pictures and a lot of visuals and educate you on different options. After we kind of discover what you like, what you don't like, then we're going to measure your cabinets. We're going to put that design into a 3D and set back down with you so that you can see exactly everything that we're proposing and why we're proposing it. Once we tweak that to your satisfaction, we give you the price. You pay half down at that time. Our installer comes out and measures again. We always measure twice. Everything is built in the USA in Phoenix, Arizona. It comes back here. We inspect it. We call you, set up a time to install. All installs are generally less than a day. We do have super big jobs sometimes. It'll take 2 and 3. And then when that installer's done, he'll collect the second half.
Okay.
And it's all a lifetime warranty. We come out free of charge and service anything after the sale.
Well, let's hope they have a long life.
They do. Lifetime warranty that stays with the home.
Okay. Last thing, how are they going to contact you? I know they have to come out here if you want the deal today. But what's the best way to contact you?
Well, the deal today is free installation if you book while you're at the show. That's the only time we offer that deep of a discount. But just call shelfgenie.com. You can. There's an 800 number out there. There's advertisements all over Houston with different numbers in them. You can call any of those. But just Google shelfgenie.com and give them a call. They'll book you right here in Houston. Or come see us at the show. We'd love to meet you and show you what you would be encountering if we came to your home.
Put you on the spot. Are you going to be at the Barry Center show?
Absolutely.
Okay, just so everybody knows, that's the 23rd, because I got that on my calendar,
yes,
too. Okay.
Yes, absolutely.
Are they going to have a special down there for the people in my neighborhood?
You betcha.
Okay, good.
Always.
Thank you.
Thank you,
it's a pleasure,
Tom,
seeing you.
You too. Take
all
care.
All right, be careful. Have fun.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, that's it. Well, you got to come on out and get take advantage of the deal. I like deals. Deals are good. All right. Anything to help the pocketbook. Deals are good. All right, we're going to get back to doing some stuff. I want to tell you that we are coming at you with a live broadcast today, a performance, so to speak, on the stage at the Montgomery County Lone Star Convention Center at the Spring Home and Outdoor Living Show. It's a mouthful. And it's free of charge, free admission. People are already coming in. It's and the doors are 4 minutes early. He's letting them in 4 minutes early. You know why? It's free. You can't check tickets, so everybody's just walking in. So it's good. And if you live up in this area, let's face it, it's close. You spend an hour, maybe an hour and a half, and then you go on your merry way to do other things. But it's a jam pack this time. I can tell you this: there are a lot of people here, so you can enjoy that and go see Linda and go see King over at the Airline Central Vax. Those are our certified home show pros that are displaying here today. All right, let's see. Ideal Roofing is who you call when you need a new roof. Ideal Roofing, well, they're the best roofer in town. They're one of the best in the country. I talk to Jim all the time. Jim Hardwick is the owner of Ideal Roofing, and he came over to see me at Mosier Media the other day. And we're getting together with a lot of different people. And we had a great conversation about everything that's going on. And he wants you to know that if you have questions about your roof, if you're getting some kind of pushback from your insurance company about the age of your roof, you need some kind of inspection done, you need some kind of advice on that, just to call them. And everybody said, do you really want people calling you? And Jim said, yeah, of course I want people calling me. Those could be potential customers, but most importantly, I want to help people. He likes to help people. One of the things you hear me talk about on Home Show radio, and we just talked with Linda and we talked earlier with King too, is these people care about their clients. You know, they're in business, but they care about you. So the money and all of the business end of it is residual of them caring about you and making your life better. And with an Ideal Roof, they're there for you, because they're not throwing it on, cheap price, gone, and then you have a problem later and they're nowhere to be found. Ideal Roofing has been in this town for decades and decades. God, I'm saying that. Getting old. Anyway, I got to quit saying that. My wife always tells me, quit telling people you're old. You're young. Because she doesn't want to lose me, because I'm the breadwinner of the house. So what is she going to do without me? I don't know. I can say whatever I want today, because she's in Vietnam. So right now she's sleeping. It is her bedtime. And so she won't be able to listen to the show today and critique me at the end. Ideal Roofing, give them a call. It's 713-896-1122. She's on a vacation with her friends. 713-896-1122. That's Ideal Roofing.
Take the guesswork out of your next project. Get advice from Tom. Then get help you can trust. Get an expert who meets Tom's standards. A certified home show pro.
Gulf Coast Windows for energy saving, security, and quality replacement windows. Concrete Raising Corporation. Save your sidewalk, save your driveway, save your money. Kiss Generators. When the lights go out, know the power of a kiss.
Find Tom's directory of trusted home show pros anytime for any project at homeshowradio.com.
Now, more Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
Let's talk to Ron. Ron, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hey, Tom. How you doing?
Very good.
Question. I noticed my chimney flashing on the roof has come loose. And I talked to a contractor a week or so ago. I was working on a house across the street. And he mentioned something about a silicon sheet or pad that you put underneath it before you nail it back down.
I'm not sure what he's talking about. Silicon,
I don't know,
pad or something. I don't know.
I don't know either. That's what I want.
Are you
going to
fix this yourself?
Probably. It seems it's just up a little bit, and so I figure I can get up on a ladder and nail it back down. But I want to
What roofers will seal flashing with is a product called NP1. Nancy Paul. NP1. It's a modified NP1. Urethane that comes in a caulk tube, and you spread it underneath there, and then you nail it down, and you just kind of smooth it out a little bit if it squishes out the edge. But that's the only thing I know of. That might be what he's talking about. It's a modified urethane is what it is.
Okay, NP1. Also, would I use the nails with the little rubber, the galvanized nail with the...
No, just use a roofing nail. And just take that NP1 on the roofing nail when you get it down, and just put a little glob on top of it and, you know, just hit it with a putty knife. It's fine. That's what roofers will do. You don't need to get special. What happens is those neoprene washers that are on those nails, they actually rot away after a while, and you got more problems than you really need.
So just
go ahead and just nail it down with a roofing nail.
Okay, sounds good.
Measure equal parts of hydrophosphorus with...
Gardening doesn't have to be dull or difficult.
When is a good time to actually start planting?
We believe gardening should be fun.
Welcome to the roller coaster.
Right.
Welcome to Home Show Garden Pros, making gardening fun again. Saturday morning, 7 till 9.
Well, y'all are talking about murdering. I hate to bring this up.
You call?
Some weeds.
We answer. Advice and tips that put easy and fun into your lawn and landscaping.
You can do the super seaweed like I do every Friday.
Saturday mornings on Sports Radio 610.
On everything.
And online anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com. Home Show Radio will be right back.